Didn't have to run a red light to protect your kids.
You got my note.
I did, thank you. The House Committee on Revenue for Thursday, June 11, 2009 will come to order. Colleagues, I want to let you know that House Bill 2873 will be heard, will be worked tomorrow, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 563. Colleagues, my hope today is that we pass the Senate engrossed bill to the floor with a due pass. Representative Bentz.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 563A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bentz moves Senate Bill 563 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And is there discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This has been a difficult bill. I fully recognize the need to increase our ability to collect revenue in a tough economic time and to find revenue wherever we can. That said, it is also, I think, a conversation that needs to be had over the course of the interim about what the right level of funding is and what the right mechanism is, and whether or not we make allowances for other places that that revenue goes to, whether that is schools or local governments or other entities. So, in light of the need for, I think, a longer conversation about it, I will be a yes vote in committee to get this to the floor, but I reserve my right to change my vote on the floor.
Thank you. Representative Gelser?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Like Representative Bailey, I don't disagree with the need to improve the ability for our assessment and taxation programs in our counties. I am not convinced that this particular bill is the way to make that happen, particularly in light of the reductions that are ahead of us for schools and for cities. It's hard for me to justify pulling much-needed dollars out of them. And that really is a change. I came into the hearing on the bill as a supporter of the bill. The only person that had come to talk to me about it was someone that was representing Linn County. Actually, nobody from the Association of Oregon Counties ever came to talk to me on their own about this or since our hearing on the other day. And during the course of that hearing, that is when I changed my mind and developed more concerns about the bill. What we heard was that there is no expectation that this would increase revenues that would be available to schools or to cities. We heard that there was no guarantee that money would not be backfilled, that general fund would not be backfilled with this and then used for other purposes, meaning that there wasn't an actual increase for the A&T. I just want to put on the record, I do not distrust counties. I did not say in our last hearing that I do not trust counties, that nobody should trust counties, or that I don't like counties. I also never said on the record that counties should not be allowed to have monies in reserve. No such things were said, and I'm quite disturbed at whoever it is that reported such things to my county commissioners, and am very disappointed that nobody came to talk to me about that. If they were concerned about comments that were stated here, the most appropriate way to address those would have been to make an appointment to come and talk to me rather than calling the county commissioners in my community who continued to call late at night last night. I trust counties. I think counties are great. I know counties are hurting. School districts are hurting. Cities are hurting as well. I happen to disagree on this bill. If you need a courtesy vote to move the bill out of the committee, I will do that, but I will be a no on the floor, and I will be speaking against the bill on the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me simply note that what Representative Gelser says about her remarks at the last time we discussed this bill and earlier times are all correct. I don't know how the what she said got twisted around into other things, and that's it is distressing. Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, Representative Bailey and Representative Gelser have said many of the things that I want to say, except that I'm going to be a no vote on this committee. I think that with the concerns that we have about this, voting to send it to the floor, I can't do it. I think it's not the right thing for us to do. I think that we should have a discussion over the interim. I think that there is a mechanism in place for us to work to increase the ANT function and get that where it ought to be. But this bill is not it, and I will be a no vote.
Thank you. Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Surprises me that this is such a difficult bill, and it really has been. And I think because the reason for that is we each find ourselves in, quite frankly, the same situation. Our county folks that we love, mm-hmm. and our fire departments and our sheriff's departments and our clerk's office and all those entities that we love on one hand, and then we have how do we fund those, and those are so closely tied. And so we're in the middle, surrounded by what I refer to in my county and in my community as my friends, for sure. However, I need to be, and I am committed to a no vote on this for a couple reasons, one of which is this is a difficult time to further hit some of those taxing districts, and it's not just about schools. I made the comment to a couple people yesterday, when I dial 911, I want a fireman or sheriff's deputy showing up at my house, and they're just as important. And I do take exception with the conversation of let's hold harmless here, but let's maybe take some more wax here. However, this is one of those bills that I don't think the time is right. And as I communicated with you, Mr. Chair, last night, we still have the problem, and we still have the issue, which is taking care of the assessing and taxing function in our counties. I do not want to see that taken over by the state. I want to see that left at the county level. So this is a very appropriate and necessary interim conversation and an issue that still exists and needs to be addressed. I just don't believe this is the time and the remedy for it.
Thank you. Representative Call.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I too will be a no vote on this bill. I did offer an amendment that I thought would hopefully generate broader support for this bill than we currently have. And I just wanted to give a little reasoning behind which I believe pulling the school districts out, K through 14, out of this bill is actually an equitable solution. School districts K through 12 are in the unenviable position of not having a heck of a lot of control over their financial destinies. Besides, the construction excise from last session and the ability to go to voters and ask them to pass a bond levy, there isn't a heck of a lot of power in their hands to be able to deal with their own financial destinies. Cities, on the other hand, while they may not have the plenary powers of this body to levy taxes broadly, they do have a significant capacity beyond which school districts have to be able to fill holes that they have in their budgets. To me, the A7 amendment struck a balance there, which was to say that school districts, because they cannot fill these budget holes on their own, because they have such difficulty in doing that, should be held harmless from this provision because of the dire circumstances they find themselves in, knowing full well that we have taken funds away from CAFA and now are leaving the counties in a worse situation they were before they came in here. And my thinking was that those elected bodies, those political bodies that had the capacity to fill their own holes themselves, at least to a certain extent, should maybe share in funding the assessment and taxation services. And so rather than penalizing, one group of people, creating winners and losers. To me, the A7 amendment said that those political institutions that have the capacity to take control of their own destinies, at least to a greater extent than the school districts, maybe should step up at this time and deal with the assessment and taxation issue. Since the A7 amendments have not held the day, and since I think this puts our school districts in a further hole that they're not going to be able to dig their way out of because of the things I've mentioned earlier, I'll be a no vote on this today. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Bentz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's hugely interesting to me to see the nature of this debate because the numbers are so small. And I join others in wondering about proportionality when it comes to these kinds of discussions. If we were talking about tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, I could understand more clearly the emphasis that's been placed on some of the remarks. The true question here is whether or not the county as a device supports the students, serves the students, helps the students, protects the students, helps transport the students to students, and the answer is yes. And so once you've reached that point of understanding that the county as a device serves the students, the vote on this would be, I think, more easily a positive vote. Right now, because of our unfortunate timber situation, we don't have money in many of our counties. And so the studies that have been done reflect a desperation that is frightening. And if we don't do something about it, then the state will have to step in, replace those services with, in my opinion, higher cost folks, and the result will be across the board negative for the schools. Now, we can talk about studies and we can talk about waiting, but the problem is now. And if we don't address the problem now, then the cost to our students will be greater, both lack of transportation because we don't have the roads and lack of protection because we won't have the police or the sheriffs. So obviously I support the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bentz. Representative Bentz actually said most of the things that I wanted to say. The reality is that it's never any fun to fund the back office. It's never any fun to make sure that the payroll clerk gets paid in an organization. But I'll tell you, if the check doesn't come, the rest of the employees won't be there the next day. It's no fun to make sure that the basic stuff that has to get done in order for anything else to happen gets done, but it must be done. And it's basic responsibility for that to happen. But I have to say that I really appreciate the discussion this morning because it is clear to me that this bill has a problematic future as it exists right now. That was not clear to me 10 minutes ago, but I've had some additional new information and it's helped me to understand, I think, what some of the problems are for this bill. My modified plan is to take up some of you on your suggestions that we set up a work group and that we ask others to be involved. I'm not sure exactly who at this point, but members of the committee who find themselves uneasy about this bill may want to volunteer to work on that. Perhaps develop closer communications with their commissioners and others during the daytime. It's also clear to me that because of the nature of the debate here, there's a substantial possibility that the bill would have difficulty constitutionally on the floor. So unless there's an objection, I'm going to close the work session.
Don't we have a motion?
The motion's on the floor. If we reopen the work session, it will still be on the floor.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I don't see any objections with that. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 563. And colleagues, our calendar for today is exhausted, and we are adjourned. We'll note that we do have a meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.